Hello, listeners of The Land Show. This is Aaron Sawatsky, one of the two co-hosts of The Land Show. And well, this week something happened. Mitch wasn't able to record for various reasons, so it was just me by myself this week. So I tried to get some people online, but that didn't work out, so I ended up going to two of my local friends, Rick and Russell, and recorded an episode. But on my stupidity, I forgot there would be no internet connection, and I forgot all my notes, emails, and everything that we had behind. And then we just ended up started recording the first things that came to our heads. No liquor involved, amazingly enough, but, well, we may seem very mean, cruel people, which is partially true. A lot of these things just came out because of sheer stupidity. It's not meant to offend anyone in any possible way. I ended up editing this episode quite heavily. It was originally 2 hours in length, but it's now like 1 hour and 10 minutes, so this is very explicitly rated. If there are children that listen to the podcast before at all, they shouldn't listen to this one. There was no structure, no nothing. It's just random discussions about everything that end up revolving mostly around Chuck Norris and World of Warcraft, so you've been warned. The Mitch and myself will be back next week with a special for The Dark Knight, and after that we'll be resuming with our original schedule and content. But if you like what happens here with this episode, drop us a line, send us an email, something. And if those two are actually trying to make their own podcast, so if you like it, let me know. I'll support it to them. Tell them that they're doing a good job, doing a bad job, or what. So, you've been warned. I hope you enjoy yourselves, because us three really enjoy ourselves, but oh, quick note. I'm sorry to the Fremonters for this, but this is the request for the intro song, so take it away, Perry.
Oh, it's funny.
After long enough, this is Russell, this is Rick, I'm Aaron, this is The Land Show. Longest intro ever. Wow. And these two guys I'm saying beside of you could probably kick the shit out of me if they just wanted to.
You're skinny bitch, what the hell do we got to do?
They'd probably just throw me out your window.
That's a little bit up
there. That's high.
I'm all okay taking upstairs and throwing out your door.
That'll work.
So not to piss you off.
Yeah.
Those who have been listening know that I hate WoW with a passion. These are two of the biggest WoW fans I know on the planet.
You haven't even tried it. Come on.
You really should just try it.
My brother was addicted to that shit for 6 months.
And what does he
I've been addicted play? To it for a year.
He finally stopped playing like 3 months ago. 6 months ago.
How long do you play?
6 months to a year, I can't remember exactly.
Wow.
He had like three level 70 characters.
Yet you still haven't tried it.
Not even a trial?
Does your brother live with you?
Yeah, I know I'd enjoy it.
So you guys
game.
Are in the same household. He's playing it all the time.
No, he doesn't play it anymore.
Well, he was playing it all the time, and you still haven't tried it even once.
No.
You've watched him play it, right?
Yes. And that's why I know I'd enjoy it if I did play it, and that's why I know I can't play it, because I know I'd be addicted.
It's not, you know, a bad thing to play a game you enjoy. You play the Wii, you enjoy the Wii, and
but I can't afford the monthly cost.
That's just as bad as playing World of Warcraft.
It's $15 a month. Come on now. I can't afford the cost.
Hey, I'm trying to save up for post-sec.
What the hell? Does your ass cheeks make fire when you try to get your lunch money out?
Oh,
And there it goes, it breaks down.
This thing died on me before. But that was OS X's fault.
Well, for buying a Mac.
Ah, shut up. Mitch and me both use Macs on the LAN show.
Oh, that's great. Max.
But then again, that's the reason...
There's no accounting for taste.
But that's then again, that's the reason why us three are recording, because his Mac wasn't working.
How much is a Mac compared to a PC?
Depends on what you're looking for.
Well, let's say two machines like the similar, you know.
Well, Mac, you're going for the elegance, the style, the name.
Not games.
Actually, you can do games on Mac. Limited amount, but...
But everything comes out,
that's
like,
why, that's
afterwards.
Why, that's, no, that's why I installed XP on my Mac.
That's what I do.
Well, then why have a Mac?
So you can have OS X.
Well, then why have... Why? I just think it's kind of a hassle.
I'm actually working on... there's software coming out where you can run Windows applications within OS X itself. So you don't need to... So you can have the goodness of Windows programs without the bugginess and hell crap.
Of Vista?
Shoot, yeah, hell... Yeah, I'm an avid hater of Vista as well.
I'm joining the fucking club. I own the goddamn thing. I just want to fucking stab it in the eye.
Yeah, apparently they're putting... There's this company, and they're taking PCs, and they're hacking them, and putting...
OS X on them.
Uh-huh.
And Apple's suing the hell out of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. But there's another one who gives you instructions on how to do it.
Yeah, you can do it for
which free. Isn't illegal, but putting it on there apparently is illegal.
It breaks the EULA, but like Apple won't go after those individual users because you still have to actually buy a legal copy of OS X to make it work, which is still cheaper than Windows Vista.
I'd rather just buy an XP version.
I just don't think the Mac is really worth it. Although I haven't had one, it just seems like it can't do as much. It's more expensive to buy one. And is it better than the PC when you do spend the extra money? Does it last longer?
I can actually vouch for it saying no. Since that's more or less because...
Why do you think you got to buy a new iPod every 3 months? They're an evil corporation.
Yeah, I've had this thing since last December. I'm enjoying the hell out of it.
Since last... Ooh,
December.
Oh last December or the December we just...
passed there.
Passed by.
So 6 months?
6 months, roughly.
Well, that thing's going to die soon.
No, I've got another.
Well, I've had my other one for probably like a year.
When's your warranty run out? That's when it'll die.
6 months.
Okay.
6 months.
I actually enjoy the shit out of this thing, especially with the new 2.0 firmware update, which is a bitch I have to pay for.
I'm sure it's cool, but...
But I can play a bunch of different games on it now.
You have to pay for firmware updates on your iPhone?
What sort of games can you play on it?
Well, there's a big one right here, like fucking Tetris.
Oh, Tetris. I can play Tetris on, like, a really crappy pay-as-you-go phone.
They're actually porting Sega CD games to this thing now.
What is on the Sega CD that's worth it?
RPGs.
Like what?
Okay, my gaming knowledge on Sega CD is completely gone.
I'm actually seeing mod or whatever, and you can play Mario on it. You tilt it sideways.
Yeah, I'm planning to jailbreak it. It's just cool. I've tried to jailbreak this thing, like, 10 times. I've never gotten it to work properly without killing it, so... I brought it back from the dead a few times. And I haven't tried jailbreaking it until the newest version comes out. My favorite app, though, is like the remote one, so I can actually remotely control my computer.
Ooh, spooky!
Well, actually, I can remotely control my computer's music.
Why would you be...
So, like if my... Here's one advantage on Apple is you can get several different base stations, which is like they're equivalent to Wi-Fi hubs and stuff, and you can attach speakers to them, place them throughout your house, and then you can... soak up with your Mac, and now with the iPod, or iPhone, you can now remotely control your music and what speakers it's playing to and everything, remotely, like this, with over Wi-Fi.
Seems like kind of a waste.
I hate you. I fucking hate you.
When are you ever, like,
that far away
from your computer that you don't, you know, you need
like,
the
what
remote.
The fuck are you living in this giant mansion, you can't walk down the hall and turn on your goddamn music?
I hate you, both of you.
And, you know, people still have, like, stereos and such. When was the last time you burnt a CD?
Well, does it count when I burnt the distro for Linux for this computer?
No.
No. If it didn't have music
on it,
it
would
be listened
fucking
to.
Fucking ears. Yeah, I don't need to. My car's a audio input jack, so I just use the iPod.
I guess I'll give you
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay, sure. But yeah, CDs are kind of...
CDs are dead.
They're done.
They're not quite dead.
I prefer to buy my music on CD though, because I can just rip it to my computer and lost this body.
Digital music's still kind of a lost cause. Once your computer crashes, you're pretty much fucked.
That's why you do backups.
Hard drive.
I did backups.
You don't use hard drive backups. They're like digital media, like CDs, CDs or something. I have like 15 gigabytes of CD backups and DVD backups in my house.
I only got my 3 discs for my opening up and maybe my music.
Yeah. I'm not even going to bother this. I'm putting any shit on this computer. I'm just using it for recording.
Well, that's great.
I don't fucking trust it anymore.
Why? You said you had a bunch of games to play, so you couldn't play World of Warcraft because you were too busy.
What are these games?
Super Mario Galaxy.
Okay, I'll give you that. That's supposed to be good.
Assassin's Creed for the DS.
For the DS, though.
Yeah.
Have you played it for the Xbox or anything?
Assassin's Creed for the Xbox was bad. What the hell makes you think?
The DS version's good. I think it might be good. The DS version's nothing like the console version. It's kind of like a mix between the 2D Prince of Persia's and kind of like the Zelda for the DS. Except without the touchscreen controls,
which I really didn't even like.
Yeah, I didn't like.
No, it's like Zelda, like Zelda on the DS because of 3D qualities, but without the touchscreen controls. It's actual analog D-pad and button controls.
I still don't think it'd be that great. Assassin's Creed, like, is it 2D or 3D?
3D. It's kind of like it's the same perspective as the Zelda games, like the 2D.
So it's kind of like a third person thing, and you're looking more
above
him. And he's kind of just smaller.
It doesn't play anything like the console versions of the game.
Is it? What do you do, though? Is it, like, the same kind of game, or...?
Yeah, you assassinate people. Hence the name Assassin's Creed.
Oh, really? Is that what it is?
Good call. Good call.
The prodigy that is your brother, Rick.
Really? That's, interesting.
I'm adopted.
So, what else have you been playing?
Geometry Wars for the DS. I got that.
Okay, I'll give you Geometry Wars.
Geometry Wars.
It's fucking awesome.
It's fun.
Okay, sure, but how many times do you need to play Geometry Wars? It's like, it's gonna be like
the DS version has a story mode.
It's
actually
going to be like the new Tetris. The same game everybody plays. It's on every system. You can download it for your phone or whatever.
Don't tell me you're not gonna get Geometry Wars.
Can you download
it
for your phone? Geometry Wars?
No.
Oh, really?
You can get it for mobile phones, but like not the iPod, but like it's like broken without the dual analog stick control. On the DS, at least you have the D-pad and the touchscreen. It works pretty well. The Wii version is apparently broken as hell, so I didn't buy it.
I got the 360 version. What the hell do I need?
You're going to get Geometry Wars 2?
Geometry Wars
maybe
2?
Yeah.
The second one.
Yeah.
What are you going to add? Shake?
No, instead. Geometry Wars 1 had just one game mode, the Retro Evolved. Geometry Wars 2 has 5. One's based off the pacifism achievement. All you can do is run around and launch bombs. You can't actually shoot, even if you wanted to.
So they just added mini games inside of the game and refaced it and put it out on the market?
It's kind
of
like a mix. And I think they also added the Galaxy mode, which is a mode from the DS and Wii version, which is actually kind of like a story-based mode without a story. Kind of like, have you ever played Puzzle Quest?
I haven't had the privilege to play Puzzle Quest.
Fuck you, it's best game of last year.
Best game of last year?
Best portable game of last year.
Well, I guess last year is really reaching.
Best portable game of last year.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Puzzle game?
It's like being the smartest kid with Down syndrome.
Oh, last year.
Okay, what do you guys think of E3? Because I fucking hate it.
Would have been better just to cancel it.
I kind of with that.
I think that the whole Miis and
Xbox. Oh, yeah, wait. I want to ask you guys. Miis. Okay, what did you think of Nintendo's presentation?
I did not see it.
They should just sell their fucking corporation right now.
I heard something.
They're making hand over fist in cash.
I heard something about Wii Music. What is that?
It's a kind of a band simulator.
It's the Guitar Hero for the mentally challenged.
No, not even that.
See, really, the only thing you have to do to win at this game is shake the Wii remote. It doesn't matter what you do, the game will fucking figure out what the fuck you're doing, and you'll play some kind of fucking instrument.
It's like, so you're gonna get the drooling kid from down the street, like, just waving
at
his good fucking
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I'll attach it to my fucking dog and it'll run around the house and play the game for me. What the hell?
Dog playing Beethoven on Wii Music.
Yeah, like fucking.
Da, 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 da.
You rock!
Okay, what about Wii Sports 2? Did you see Reggie?
What's the point?
Yeah, Wii Sports 2.
It's soccer moms. They're going to buy it.
What is in Wii Sports 2 that's so original?
So far, all we've seen is sword fighting.
That was in Mario and Sonic at the Olympics.
You played that game?
I played that game. And they have ping pong. I'll say the ping pong on that game was really fun.
Is your brother?
I'm hoping he's adopted. I'm still waiting for the test results back. I do not know.
Or you're adopted.
Either way, I'm good.
What else is on it?
There's Jet Ski, which you saw Reggie Fils-Aimé demonstrating.
Jet Ski. No, actually, I didn't see it.
Fucking Jet Ski.
But no, jet ski. He you know, like the Reginator, the kind of
jet
name?
Jet skiing is a sport?
I thought it was a recreation, actually.
It's not really a sport.
Okay, so, like, you saw him jet skiing, just, like, like, the Reginator is, like, dead. I think his name is Reggie the Pussy. I think that works.
Seriously, how do they come up with these games? Seriously? They walk down
I thought there was one game they announced, which saw no trailer, no gameplay, or nothing for, which is Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars, which is for the DS.
Oh my god, Grand Theft Auto.
Chinatown Wars.
Yeah, for the DS. Apparently it's going to be rated M.
Oh.
Is this going to be racist like fucking they were labeling Resident Evil 5? Fucking.
Hopefully!
Everybody's killing Chinese people instead of fucking black Chinese people. This is what it is.
It's gonna be.
2008 was the. 2007.
Is it gonna be 3D or is it gonna be like the old Grand Theft Autos?
That's your best part. No trailer, no gameplay, no nothing. All we get is the name and the logo.
It's not gonna be good then.
So if they don't have enough to show you announce it?
Because it's Nintendo.
Blizzard announces stuff. With the trailer. They at least make a trailer. And you know what? Sometimes their shit doesn't come out until like 7 years later.
Or ever.
Or ever.
I'm
yes.
looking at you, StarCraft Ghost.
Ghost, yes.
I want that Ghost. Game. That game looked fucking awesome.
It didn't look bad, but it was...
I don't know.
It would have been kind of blah.
Hell, even if Blizzard licensed it out to a different company.
And that's a...
Say Gearbox.
That seems really hard to believe it's a Blizzard game. It's just a shooter, isn't it?
It was like a third-person shooter. It's like been indefinitely postponed, or is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you think of the fact that Microsoft canceled the Bungie announcement at E3?
I don't even know what to talk about.
Explain. What happened?
A Bungie was going to announce a game at the E3, the Microsoft press conference. It's been officially, it's since been confirmed unofficially that it's a Halo project.
Okay.
But they can't hear, at the last minute, Microsoft decided to cancel the announcement of the Bungie game.
Maybe it's a...
Let Halo die.
No, I don't think it's going to do anything to do with the Spartans. I think it's going to be like you're a soldier.
You're looking at the Halo Wars
fighting along.
The damn guy sending the damn Halo Wars letter.
The Halo Wars looks...
Actually, I'm looking for Halo Wars.
And it has the character designs to make it like StarCraft, pretty much.
Fuck Halo Wars. Let's play StarCraft 2. Right here.
StarCraft!
Yeah, there we go.
Well, that's what
I
was saying.
I can install StarCraft on Linux. I should do that.
That's good. We should do that. Let's play StarCraft for the rest of the fucking podcast. Let's do this now.
Do you have your install CDs?
I don't know, actually. I'd have to find them.
Okay, let's not screw the StarCraft idea. Next time.
Next time.
An hour and a half of StarCraft bitching.
Yes, pretty much. Fuck.
Okay. Best race is what?
What?
StarCraft. Best race?
I don't have enough experience with the game. All I know is I've played it.
Well, what's your favorite race to play?
I
can't even.
There's three races. Pick one.
Human. I don't.
Terran. Okay. Good job.
Okay. Here's the problem. I love StarCraft. I've owned the game. I lost my fucking CD keys, so I haven't played it in fucking ever. And I've forgotten everything about that game.
How can you forget everything about StarCraft? It's like
because most of my playtime with it before I bought it was actually at a friend's house, and I kind of lost my CD keys almost after I bought it.
StarCraft is like the god of RTSs.
Yeah,
there isn't a lot of RTSs.
Probably tonight after this episode, I'm planning to just go on eBay and buy some keys for the game.
You better, because StarCraft's pretty much the only RTS that everyone plays.
Command & Conquer's good.
StarCraft is still more balanced than Command & Conquer.
Oh yeah, of course. But like, Command & Conquer is still the second best RTS.
It's like Command & Conquer, StarCraft, and then Warcraft.
Pretty much.
Well, Age of Mythology is really good.
It still doesn't come close to Warcraft.
I think it's still
pretty
good.
It's good. It's just not.
We got a Microsoft fanboy here. Is that what I'm hearing? Or
Russell?
Oh, what do you think of the fact that? What do you think of the fact that Activision Blizzard merger? Activision and Universal, which owns Blizzard.
Good idea.
It's going to be a good idea because Blizzard's going to have enough money now. Well, even though they already been fucking raking in the cash, they're going to have more money to put out more games more often.
Okay, Diablo 3.
I'm going to play it. I don't really have much comments on it.
You were bitching about it, weren't you?
I was bitching? Why was I bitching about it?
No, sorry, I was reading online.
I heard Mouth Breather's fucking bitching about it. It's not dark enough!
Yeah, yeah, like, stupid. Okay, I'm sorry. I'd like to actually like to see things when I'm hitting them. I like to actually see things when
it
I'm playing a game.
It does better, kind of, in a more traditional sense, because it's Diablo. It shouldn't be kind of all bright and colorful, and I think they changed it too much, and now it looks like Gauntlet.
It does look like Gauntlet, yes.
Bit. But the gameplay is where it's really at.
It looks fun.
Fastest clicker wins.
But I just don't think it's going to last long.
Okay, do you think they'll have multiplayer? Like, click versus click battles?
No, there's...
I don't think there's going to be PvP in there.
I can click faster than you, bitch!
They already do that, and wow, what the hell's the difference?
Yeah, I just kind of
it's not third person. It's not behind camera person, third person.
You can pretty much do the same things.
Does Blizzard just make two games and just put different names on it?
Pretty much the entire interface for World of Warcraft is pretty much stolen straight from the Diablo,
yeah.
Whatever the hell you want to call it.
But then they just, like, change the camera angle. Best MMO ever. Oh, they added the $15 a month price tag.
It's well worth it. It allows them to keep their product updates and...
No, that's not even true. Okay, maybe your classes are, maybe your talent specs are, but beyond that, there's, like, pretty much a whole new interface, because you don't have the two mana and the health things on the side. Warriors have rage, rogues have energy, and there's more classes than just what they have in the other game.
Never mind, he's a Blizzard fan.
They've taken out Amazons aren't in there. Barbarians are basically warriors.
Right, pretty much.
Assassins are rogues. But still, it's not the same game at all. There's so much more to it. Raiding, dungeons.
There's more content. But the base gameplay is stolen straight out of the game.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Diablo 3 engine was just like a rip off the hit.
How can you
World
steal
Warcraft
from
engine?
Your own game?
Good point.
Okay, he makes a valid point. You can't really steal from your own company.
It's like, love the game, but it's still rehashing of old stuff.
Doesn't change the fact that it's still damn hell good.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's still good, yeah.
So they make RTS and third-person World War MMO-like things.
Yep, that's pretty amazing all around.
Mm-hmm. It's good choices.
Yeah, I'd rather them focus on very few games and make them freaking awesome.
All their games are awesome. Like,
exactly.
As far as I'm concerned, they can do no wrong.
All their games are awesome.
Name one that isn't good.
Yeah, but it's like they have so few games that... It's hard to say one of them's bad because there's so little to choose
from. Okay, if there's any game series that you want that could make a sequel, what game would you love Blizzard to take control of? What game series?
Zelda.
Final Fantasy.
Zelda should not be in the hands of Nintendo anymore.
It was Wind Waker, or Twilight Princess was really bad.
It was not
mostly
bad.
It was entertaining, but...
It was a good game, but it was...
Like the second
it, it, was a, it was a copy and paste of Ocarina of Time, except...
The creativity
it,
was
it,
really
it was
bad.
Good, minus the wolf.
Yeah, the wolf.
The wolf. I didn't mind the wolf parts.
The wolf
the
was,
wolf
like,
parts.
A completely stupid and, like...
Have you played Okami?
Yes.
For, like, an hour and a half.
I've played parts.
What did you think of Okami?
I thought it was like Zelda, but...
Better?
The dog?
Better? No, I wouldn't better. Say...
Okay, Princess better than good. Twilight Princess.
No, I still want to say it's better than Twilight Princess, just because, like, Zelda's just more Zelda.
Because what people are calling Okami is, like, Zelda, but better.
I wouldn't say it's better.
No, they were...
It was like... I thought it was like Zelda. Especially with an annoying flea.
Some people were mocking Nintendo. Some people were mocking Nintendo, saying that Capcom did a Nintendo game better than Nintendo could, more or less. Okay,
can't do any worse.
Okay, what did you think of the fact Final Fantasy 13 is coming to the 360 now?
I'm fucking amazed, and I'm not buying a goddamn PS3. Ever.
Metal Gear Solid 4.
Fuck no.
I want a PS3, though.
I still want a PS3.
I don't care about anything on the PS3, except for maybe Resistance 2, but the only reason I'm buying is God of War 3. Even though it was like a 30-second trailer at E3 or something, I still want God of War 3.
They'll probably be coming out for like a year and a half.
Well, I guess I have a year and a half to wait for the price to go down or PS3 to crash, and then they go put their game on the Xbox 360.
Because I already own one, so I'm good.
Yeah, I don't care how many discs it takes, but if Kojima puts the Metal Gear Solid 4 on the 360, then I will say goodbye to a PS3.
PS3 is dying, and it's just not even...
No, it's not dying. It's getting
ugly.
More and more supporters, but...
Didn't they lose, like... $3 billion or something like that?
Roughly, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's not losing.
Sony's problems are like huge.
That's just a drop in the bucket.
And their whole E3 presentation was like, this is going to be the year of PS3. And from what I've seen, nothing was interesting at all.
God of War 3 is coming out next year. Still, this is our year.
Yeah, I don't understand. What is their little big planet?
$5, it doesn't come out until 2010.
Probably.
Little Big Planet is basically build your own game. We're too lazy to.
What do you think of Home?
I think it's dumb. And those little, like, Sim things.
Don't know what I call it?
Are stupid.
Don't know what I call it?
The Sims?
Second Life.
I actually don't know what Second Life is, but I've heard about it.
It's pretty much an open source, free game you can play online, which is... It looks exactly like Home except worse graphics, except it's free, and you don't need to buy a PS3 for it.
What is it on your PC or something? Or
that has lots of flying wings in it.
Home is just... Does the PS3 actually have, like, a whole setup thing where you have, like, all your options? Kind of like the Xbox menu?
Kind of.
Dashboard?
Yeah, have you ever played the PSP?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the exact same interface.
The exact same?
Yeah, the cross-media bar.
Really?
It's not bad.
It's not that great. Do you get gamer profiles and stuff? Or
yeah.
And they get Miis, man! Miis!
Yeah. No, that's the Wii. The Wii's interface can change.
Okay, what does the Xbox call their...
The fucking thing. It's the same goddamn thing. Everybody's decided they needed a Mii.
I don't know. It's that's only accessible on Home, and that's not... The public version isn't even out yet. And also, like, avatars for the 360... I'm sorry, what did they rip off there? I'm sorry, I'm kind of thinking... Wee! I'm sorry. Did I choke?
Why the hell are they ripping off a gimmick system? I don't understand.
Because
soccer moms are buying it.
It's so...
A soccer mom's not going to play any of the games for the fucking 360.
Well, as long as they're taking that exclusive content away from Nintendo, I guess they're all kind of winning. You know, because that's one less reason to buy a
Wii. If Microsoft had the money, I would love it if they had buy Nintendo, because I would love Zelda and Mario in high definition on the 360.
Nintendo can live for decades more just based on the revenue that the Game Boy has made.
Just based off the revenue the Wii's made.
The Wii alone.
DS!
The
DS prints money.
It's the fucking stupid shit that they come up with. That the fucking mouth breathers decide they need to buy in order to be retards.
I'm going to offend the DS. The DS is an awesome system.
How come I only have 3 games for mine?
Because you're too busy playing World of Warcraft?
Point taken. But still, there's nothing I want to play.
That you don't like puzzle games?
I just don't think you want to play, because Harvest Moon came out, you didn't want to play that. You barely played Pokemon Diamond.
I sold my copy of Pokemon.
Pokemon was a complete letdown.
Pokemon was good.
It was Pokemon was Pokemon.
As long as DS doesn't take games that have been like traditionally like fanboy games and then mess them up, like they had that Super Mario game, that game was like to a T classic. And it was actually
New Super Mario Brothers was fucking awesome. But I regret selling that.
The next Zelda game on the Wii, if it has anything to do with motion control, it's probably going to be a flop. Because nobody really cares that you're playing a gimmick game with fanboys who don't care about the gimmick. They want the system because they like the games.
Have either of you two played Super Mario Galaxy?
I've played it, yeah, for like maybe an hour or so.
The controls for that would work well with the Zelda.
I really didn't like it. It was like, it kind of reminded me of Super Mario 64, except not as good. Just Crippled. Not as good. Like, Sunshine was way better because you had the jetpack. In this one, what do you have? Like, you can shoot little stars?
I think all three of us share the opinion that's against the internet is that we like Sunshine more.
Pretty much.
Yeah, Sunshine's better.
Sunshine. I like Sunshine more than 64 even.
Yeah.
64. Yeah, because...
64 was kind of them just figuring out how to use the system. It wasn't quite as polished.
Hey, in 1996, that was like the best game ever, though.
Well, yeah.
I just think that
Then 2 years later, Zelda Ocarina of Time came out.
In a Mario game, he should be paired up with some sort of extra device to help him do whatever he's trying to do.
Like in New Super Mario Brothers, they went back to the classic formula?
Yeah.
Yes, but I mean more like, he has the jetpack, the flood thing in Sunshine, and in Mario Galaxy, he doesn't have anything, I don't think.
It's like a bunch of those 3D levels without the jetpack in Sunshine, a bunch of those.
I think it wasn't that great. Like, they added all the little things, like you shake your controller and then you, like, jet off or whatever and all this other stuff, but I don't know, I didn't think it was that great. How far are you through it?
Very little. I mean, like, games are good enough.
I've actually been playing Sunshine more this week than I have the Galaxy.
Games seem more like they're good enough to maybe make you buy it because the cover's cool, the videos have been cool and all that, but when you actually play it, I haven't played a game for a long time since, like, God of War 2 that made me want to sit down and play the game, like, every time I got home, every time I woke up and got the chance to play, I want to sit down and play that game because it's just that good.
Yeah, well, I like the Wii because it fits the decor of my room, which is my Mac, pretty much related.
Yeah, I can really accessorize with my Wii.
I'm kidding, no. I currently have my Wii hooked up to my iMac through an ITV 250, no. Yeah, Elgato ITV 250 Plus. It just pretty much turns my computer monitor into a TV screen. And I just use it to play GameCube games and Wii games on my computer without having to find the emulators. Busted-ass ones for GameCube games.
There's no, like, there's not very many GameCube games that make you want to, oh, I gotta get an emulator for that. Like,
My one friend really isn't, actually. I wanted to play Ocarina of Time, but that's about it. Even though that's been remade, like, how many times? I could play it on a different
system. I have two versions of that for the GameCube.
It's good.
And one for the N64.
It's the god of all 64 games.
Mm-hmm. Probably. That's like the game that defined the N64.
Pretty much.
Majora's Mask was okay.
GoldenEye.
GoldenEye was awesome.
Okay, what, did you hear the rumors that GoldenEye was being remade for the Xbox Live Arcade?
I would do really well.
I'd fucking download that shit today.
You know, like, and then Nintendo forced them to cancel it.
Why?
Because they couldn't figure out an agreement. Because the companies have to go through is Microsoft, because they own Rare.
Oh.
Activision, because they currently hold the Bond license. EA, because they had the Bond license for the time the game was made. And Nintendo, since they published the game originally. Apparently they've been debating for, like, ages now to get it on Xbox Live Arcade and a Wii Virtual Console.
Oh, yeah, so we can use the Zapper.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it just... Hell, I'd buy both versions.
As long as it's with the classic controller, it might be good. But, no, never mind, scratch that. With the Wii's friend code system, it would be crap. Absolutely crap. Because, like, if you can't just sit down...
They gotta fix that flaming piece of shit.
What is with that?
Brawl is okay, because if you... I was pissed off. It took me, like, an hour to install all the friend codes I had to. But Brawl is okay until it fucking lags as hell. Like, Microsoft's been doing this shit right for how many years now? Since, like, 2002, is it?
Just hire a fucking networking team. That's all you fucking need.
Why?
Apparently Nintendo's hiring people to work on USB-based devices.
Oh my fucking god.
Why can't they just do it like everybody else does it?
Build a fucking network system. Jesus Christ. There's a million different companies that can do it right.
I'm sure...
Steal someone.
I'm sure Microsoft would be willing to pay. Oh, duh. We're doing it for a large sum of money, which Nintendo probably could offer now.
Yeah, fucking... Throw like 30 Wiis at them and they're fucking done.
They probably would do it too. Okay, we need 30 employees that are networking-based... Microsoft press announcement within the building. Hello, we need 30 networking employees that are willing to make an online system for Nintendo. The catch is you can't get paid, but you get a free Wii out of it. Like, just like people running for the door.
Apparently, they're all fanboys.
Yeah, there's a bunch of Apple laptops out on Microsoft campus.
I was in
Redmond last year, I almost went to an. Like a representative at like the tech center and ask him if I could bring out my iPad. Can I ask him, can I get like XP for this, please?
That would have been amazing.
I would have, except I didn't have my camera on me at the time, so it would have been no point.
I thought you were an Xbox fanboy.
I have my Xbox.
Well, if you like Microsoft, why do you have a Mac?
I don't hate on Microsoft, I hate on Windows.
Vista, especially.
Vista page apparently has more complaints on it than the page on God. Yeah, on Wikipedia, so it's apparently been really bad.
Oh, do you want to know what's funny?
Me all over again.
All three call it, I read this somewhere, but like, if you add up all the page, the word count for all three Call of Duty games that take place in World War II, if you add all those word counts up together, it's more words than the World War II page on Wikipedia. People talk more about the games based off of...
War games are so
I need to get COD 4, though.
Boring. Honestly, you can only do the same war how many times?
That's how I like modern war games. I also kind of despise World War II games.
Make up their own wars. Actually, okay, I mean games like Medal of Honor, those kind of games, like when they're done in a certain style, they're so uncreative that it just, it doesn't even make a difference because you've already played the same game. This is just an updated version, different graphics. It's like hockey games, basketball games, soccer games, whatever you want to play. Every year it's just a new game with like different players here or there or something. It's really pointless. And it's never creative. It is. That's how it is. I played Army of Two, and that was actually a good game. It was like Gears of War, but co-op. I don't know. You can do co-op in Gears of War, but still, it was creative. Like, there's one thing, the boost jump, and say there's like a hole in the roof and you want to get up there, you give your other guy a boost up, and then he goes and he picks you up and lifts you up through the roof. It's like, it's not even like a huge part of the game at all, but it was actually creative. It was something different for a shooter. And you could pimp out your weapons. And at no point, for like $1,000, you know, dollars, can make your weapon all shiny.
Can I get a cheetah skin for my assault rifle?
Can you get a what?
Can I get cheetah skin for my assault rifle?
No, I think everything's just gold. Everything's just gold.
I can't get like a purple pimp hat on it or something. That would be freaking amazing.
No, but you know, like people skin. Would play that, right?
Yeah, get an AK-47 covered with cheetah skin, purple highlights, and like a feather sticking out of the skull.
Yeah, exactly.
A fuzzy handle.
Fuzzy
handle.
He's fucking shag on the handle. That's exactly what you need.
What would the silencer look like?
Fuck the silence. We know these silence.
Silence are made of gold.
I guess we'll go with gold because, really, you're walking around with a purple fucking gun. What the hell are you silencing from? If they don't notice you, someone will.
If they don't notice you, that means they have bad AI.
Which I think or they cataracts.
Are we talking about your brother again?
I'm not talking about his dates.
There's been no alcohol consumed at all during this episode.
It would actually be a good idea. Have a few drinks around here.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun.
Russell drunk.
Keep that in mind for the next time. If there is a next time.
I'm pretty sure either this is going to get booted to hell or people are going to be clamoring for more.
I'm guessing booted. This is pretty much pretty horrible. We haven't really talked about anything really valid. There's no sections. There's no format. No.
We're just shooting the shit.
We're just shooting
format
the shit.
Format wouldn't be bad, though.
What?
Format wouldn't be bad.
Maybe next
might
time.
Actually, yeah, I might actually have, you know, some order.
Order, yes, order. Yes.
Wait, do I want to make this episode order. Extra long and start having an ordered section or something?
Oh, I don't know about that.
I doubt it. It's already too late.
I can't think of, something with order right off the top of my head.
Well, we can't read any letters because the only letter we have is from you.
And it's a great letter.
And I'm saving it for Mitch because I actually heard
Does he have something to say about it?
Because we actually recorded that letter. It just, his recording got cut off. His program cut off his end of the recording, which had the second letter in it, so.
Well, was it a good little.
Was it a rant, long rant about how Halo sucks?
No.
Oh, come on.
About the newest Indiana Jones movie.
Oh, okay.
And how it sucks.
Fucking aliens, Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay, well, let's just save that.
Let's say that, yeah.
Okay, we can't talk about much about it because I promised but...
We could talk about The Dark Knight.
Yeah, can't talk much about it.
You've seen it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Best fucking movie ever.
It was probably like, maybe the best Batman movie.
Joker maybe, was good.
Maybe the best Batman movie.
I mean, the one before I liked really a lot, too. So.
Oh, Batman Begins. Okay, like...
But still,
I saw it twice.
It's still not that good.
Once in IMAX.
IMAX.
Where?
Edmonton.
Really?
Yeah.
There's really only two choices.
Yeah, there's Calgary, there's Edmonton.
Or I can pick
go,
one.
Or I could go to BC. A movie in IMAX, but that would have been really good, probably in IMAX. Yeah, but don't they have to shoot a certain way in IMAX? So wouldn't it make the other way look different or kind of weird?
No. They're able to sync it up, but
was there an intermission?
No.
No, they can do enough time in order to do a full IMAX.
I swear it was like 150 minutes. Wasn't that movie longer than that?
The movie was 2.5 hours long.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can only do 150 minutes in IMAX to change the role of a film.
IMAX lasts only 2.5 minutes. A roll of IMAX only lasts 2.5 minutes.
No, they change it. The current table is like 150.
No, like, no, like you know, you have to do multiple. Oh, yeah, that's what you're talking about. Oh, no, I'm talking about the I thought you were talking about the actual film they used in the camera.
Oh, no,
that's like the maximum is that for like, is like 2.5 minutes, I think, or 30 seconds. I forget which one it is.
But
no, for the net role, no, it was entirely kept going.
It was a good movie. I just have things I could pick at still.
I hate Batman. Not the movie. I hate the actor.
Christian Bale? Well.
He fucking breathes in every time he talks in Batman. I just want to fucking strangle him.
He's got that out-breathing,
Bat-pod. What did you think of the Bat-pod?
It was good.
Apparently there was no CGI in those scenes. That was a real vehicle.
That's cool.
The Bat-pod.
That's what he's calling it. I'm going with it.
No, that's the official name of the vehicle.
Are you talking about the motorbike?
Yeah, it's called the Bat-pod.
It's called the Batmobile. With a motorbike.
With a motorbike?
It's called
creative.
That's what it's called. Exactly.
Oh, we should like. We should just send Russell at Oscars. He just like clean him out.
Yeah, fucking Christ.
It was cool. Yeah.
We should sign him up for the. Since Heath Ledger is now no longer with us, we should send him in for the Brokeback Mountain sequel.
You know what? I think he could do a good job. He could be really believable.
Yeah. I'm a good actor.
I know. That's why. Acting! That's what we'll go with.
Acting!
Yeah.
Sure.
Not role playing.
I don't role play. Role playing is beneath me.
Did he just miss the reference I made?
No, we're good. Okay. Let him live in English.
That sounds good.
I don't want to go any farther into his fudge packing days. I don't want to know about it.
Not going into this. It never happened. It's never going to happen.
It never happened?
Stop dreaming.
Are you denying
it? Yeah, are you denying something?
Dreaming.
Where did he touch you?
Was it a good touch or a bad touch?
Depends which hole.
Anyway, another topic.
Okay, I might just bleep some parts of that out, but with Batman stuff, for the rest of that should stay.
Yeah, because that Batman stuff was way over the line.
That's because I promised Mitch not to include Batman stuff.
Yo, but Russell getting touched by some dudes. Totally cool.
Yeah, totally.
You guys and your gay jokes.
Did he at least lube you first?
It was rough and hard.
He didn't answer.
You might have liked it.
You didn't answer his question.
Really? Really? Could you give me his number?
555-6969.
Ooh, creative numbering.
Creative numbering. I'm glad you figured that one out. You know?
Thank you. Okay, I'm just gonna throw this note out there. Whoever's listening, I have the same kind of reputation here in real life that I do on the Fremont forums.
He doesn't make this shit up.
Oh yeah, these two are not members of Fremont forums, so don't try guessing what their screen names are. They're just.
Is there a link to this forum on the?
I can add one. There'll be one in the show notes for this episode. If you're
Do you guys have like an official forum?
No, we just piggyback off the Fremont forums.
Right.
Mm.
I swear to God, the one admin has it in for me.
Maybe
you blame him.
No.
What is like this a Nazi thing going on there?
No.
Throwing in the gas chamber.
Oh, what do you think of Journey, the band?
It's Journey. What do you got to say?
No, do you like it or dislike it or hate it or despise its very existence?
Indifferent. Don't really care.
Okay, these guys are saying Journey so much, the second you actually type the word on the site and publish it, that it replaces it. I can't remember the line exactly, but I have horrible taste in music and I stuff my shorts with cucumbers. That's how much the three admins of that site hate Journey music.
Journey. Why?
You know what? I probably should add it. I probably, at the end of the episode, I'll probably just throw in any way you want it just because I can.
Put Journey in this music podcast. Background music got to be all Journey. I've decided all Journey.
I'll.
Okay, you do that, or you're gonna see full Journey on this episode, and I expect it.
Okay, won't be full Journey, but I will include several Journey songs.
Okay,
yeah, definitely play out on a Journey song.
Sorry,
that's the only way to go.
I'll introduce it with any way you want it.
Good job.
That just sets the mood.
Yeah. They're so gonna kill you.
Oh god, I'm dead.
Gonna be hilarious.
Maybe we'll post them killing me on YouTube or something.
I'm not that lucky.
We could all be so lucky.
Well, you just no, just steal my AV gear and do it.
Yeah, we could. You win a cookie.
You're special.
Amazing.
Spooky, even.
Spooky. I hate you all.
Spooky.
You bitch.
I am not your mom. Oh. I'm sorry. You set yourself up for it. I just had to go.
Are we really sinking down to your mom joke?
It's Aaron. What do I have to do? Come on now.
We were sinking. We weren't already at rock bottom.
Well, you know,
pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
We deteriorated a couple of miles back.
Like kind of like the second I pressed record.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so well, I cut off dead air in the episode.
Probably.
Dead air. I love dead air. Don't you love dead air?
Dead air.
Dead air for the win. Dead air.
Dead air.
I have content.
We just think of dead air.
Okay, I'll just have like
the Microsoft E3 show.
We're talking. What the hell is that?
Have we really said anything about that?
What was there to say? They're getting Final Fantasy 13.
There was Duffy in it. That's bad enough. Did you actually see it, either of you, live?
I didn't. I only seen Sony live.
The Microsoft one was. Okay, it wasn't as bad as Nintendo, but like the. Like they actually had Hilary Duff play at the
Oh my god!
You know, she's hot, so that's okay.
It's okay. Hilary Duff being hot makes up for the fact that her music sucks.
No, the lighting was terrible and everything, so you couldn't really see her. All you could hear is her music.
So, it was dark, and you gotta hear her music. Why did they even get her? Why didn't they just play a background of her music?
Because they were trying to promote the new game Lips, which she one of her songs headlines the list.
Lips.
It's their karaoke game. Okay, we need a segment.
What kind of lips?
Who chose the name?
I don't know, but like, you know the guys who made Elite Beat Agents and the Osugandon or whatever the hell it's called in Japan?
Okay.
Microsoft just decided to hire them to make a karaoke game for the 360.
What possessed them to name it Lips? I'm sorry, I'm not over the name yet.
Yeah, I could go, you know, another karaoke game, that's cool. But then, you know, when you call it Lips, it's just...
Comes with two microphones, which are both motion sensitive.
What the fuck do you need motion sensors for?
How about we make a guitar game and call it Guitars? Or Drums.
Guitars with a Z.
Hands.
Because that's badass.
Zed is badass. Ponies with a Z, bitch.
I sell ponies.
Ponies. They would be bad. Ponies.
Yeah, that's great. Good job. Add Zed on to everything.
No, Lips was actually spelled with S, amazingly enough.
That's a shocker.
Actually, it is. Cause...
I was surprised they didn't put Zed on it. Come on in.
Why is it put Lips?
Their name's already lame enough. Why not just throw a Zed onto it? It can't make it any worse.
Hey, then you can have like the 80s pop or rock references going on then.
Oh, yeah. Lips, what the fuck?
Apparently let you use your own music using like an iPod or a Zune or something.
Ooh. I could use my own music to sing music. Why don't I just sing to the music as I play it?
Because you don't get to play a game while you're at it. You might get
points. You can't get achievement points.
You might get points.
Don't give it. Why do you need achievement points for playing?
Do you want to why? Because it's your e-penis.
I do not need a magical number to prove that I'm AP, okay? I wake up in the morning and I'm AP. I don't gotta fucking have a magical number up there.
Ooh! Shiny.
Like, you know what that proves? That I spend my time playing Xbox Arcade Live.
It proves that you don't have a real one.
Yes, exactly. That's what.
Well.
Either for a fake one or a real one.
I mean, if I was gonna buy a game like, say, Assassin's Creed for either the Xbox 360 or the PC, I get it for the Xbox 360 because you get achievement points.
You can get trophies for the PS3.
And the fact that action games don't play too well on the PC.
But still, I'm saying, like,
unless you have
if I play on the PC,
yeah. Like,
I
just beat the game and that's well it. PC.
It's like Warcraft having achievements now. They don't need them, but it's going to be good and kind of cool to have achievement points still. Achievement points are good.
Just face it.
He can never say anything bad about Blizzard, can he?
Blizzard? No. I'm not a little whiner. I don't know.
What can I say bad about Blizzard?
I mean, Wrath, you read the forums, everybody has something to complain about. Like,
Warlocks piss me off.
You can't take your flying mount to Northrend because it's too cold. So people are complaining about that and saying how it's so lazy of Blizzard because they don't want people to just fly over all this content they spent, like, years making.
Well, I would like a legitimate lore reason.
It's cold. It's Northrend. It's in the north. What more do you want? You want? It's like adding logic to something that's illogical. I'm going to shoot fireballs out of my hands, but no. Cold skies, that is too crazy.
Okay. It makes more sense that you can't fly because you can't get the training at level 60 in Outland, but somehow your animal has somehow managed to not be able to live in cold weather, so it can't fly. This is their whole argument. Like, what the hell, is it suddenly going to grow icicles on its wings and, like, bow get down is going to fall?
Yeah.
No, wait. Yeah. What movie am I thinking?
I mean, birds don't fly Northric, so clearly...
Actually, it's birds going do to be fly cold north after the summer.
When it's warm, not when it's cold.
I think Rick just proved you wrong, bitch.
I really don't think he did. I think it's stupid.
So, what's going to happen when I hit level 80? So, what's the magical thing going to happen when I hit level 80 that my flying mount will all of a sudden work again?
You will be able to cast, like, some sort of magical spell to keep your creature warm. Like you bubble.
Why don't we just throw a hot icy pack on her, call her good?
No, what's happening? Okay. No, when you get level 80,
still,
you can actually, your character's actually going to grow a real wing and so you can actually keep it warm.
What would you prefer they do?
Let me fly.
Give me a reason. I don't mind that I don't get a fly. I want a reason. I don't want it's too cold. It's like, what the fuck, does that block heater can't fucking drive in winter?
Well, what do you want them to do?
Hey, why don't you just get, like, an undead animal? Aren't they resistant to cold?
After they're making a frostworm mount, it's going to be freaking amazing. I'm pretty stoked
they're
about
it. They're maybe making one.
Okay.
Not confirmed.
Maybe.
When was the last time ever something maybe happened with Blizzard that wasn't end up being true? StarCraft 2 happened, for God's sake.
Diablo 3, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
A rumor?
Yeah, well, it was the last time that it's like, maybe something's going to happen that wasn't eventually proved correct.
StarCraft Ghost?
that was actually real.
It was in production, but
they decided they didn't like money.
I guess so.
Yeah. Actually, they do like money because they kind of like have World of Warcraft. Oof. If they didn't like money, they'd be giving World of Warcraft away for free.
They didn't like something, I don't know. There's rumors about the Ashbringer being brought into the game, and that weapon has not even shown up.
Ashbringer? It's in the game.
No, the corrupted Ashbringer is going to be, I think. But the Ashbringer is not in the game.
I thought the corrupted one was in the game and you have to purify it in order to make...
No. Maybe you're thinking of rumors.
I'm pretty sure it's in the game, Russell.
Russell, you were watching my headphones. When I snap my fingers...
Why are they pink?
You're not going to be stupid anymore.
Yeah, why do you have pink headphones? That's a good question.
The only ones on fucking sale. What's the matter? Only real men can wear pink.
Well, then why are you wearing them?
You dick.
I don't. This has been an episode of me and him cutting you down.
Let's stop the people actually enjoy that and make, well, unless they're like valid insults for something that's actually funny. But your mom jokes are not. Your mom.
Well, unless they're, yeah, that's like a great quote. Let's not making insults unless they're valid insults, and valid insults are funny. That's like a great quote that'll last on the internet for ages.
Let's not just make random gay jokes on me about something. Like Brokeback Mountain, sure, that's creative. But I think it's still too early.
Brokeback Mountain jokes are creative.
That's like making Steve Irwin jokes. I still think
found those hilarious as soon as he died.
Like, of all the people that actually get stung by the thing,
stingray,
yeah, like the 1 in a million chance, it's the guy that knows how to not get stung by it.
It was gonna happen. He's gonna die somehow.
Yeah, couldn't watch the show and know, like, oh, this guy's gonna definitely not die. Like, well, this shit, I was just amazed it wasn't an alligator.
That would've been fucking hilarious.
The crocodile hunter gets killed by an alligator. He probably almost got killed several times.
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it. Then again, he kind of deserved it. What tard fucking chases around animals for a living?
Yeah, apparently Steve Irwin.
His daughter's hard because he chases around animals.
His daughter's doing the exact same thing now. She's having her own show.
Oh, that's amazing.
And she's like 10 or something.
Oh, so it's like
children's programming.
It's like Zaboomafoom or something.
Fucking curse Zaboomafoom, yes. Conversation about Zaboomafoom now.
He's a lemur.
Is he a lemur? I think he's a lemur, guys. I think he is. Okay, this is dead conversation.
He's a badass. That's all we really need to say.
God. You weren't expecting conversations with Zaboomafoom on this, were you?
We're all going to hell, aren't we?
Pretty much. I don't know how we derail this fast, but we do.
Well, it's you and me plus your gay Brokeback Mountain brother.
You shells, because I make good points, and you can't combat anything to do with this flying problem. This, ooh, I can't fly. It's so
that's because he touched
me. I'm sorry. I'm not the producer. I expect something better than it's too cold.
Help, get their advertising department to just come up with something.
It's too cold. That still doesn't make any sense. In the middle of winter, do you walk out without a jacket on?
Sometimes, because I'm stupid, but yeah.
So Lacombe's stupid, entirely.
Lacombe's
stupid. They can't see your fingers.
I know. Visual cues on radio for the win.
That was awesome. Like, I'm Team Fremont. I keep referencing this site, but, like, they have a live show every so often.
Mm-hmm.
And, like,
that's Team Fremont Live?
Team Fremont Live.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, it's not Team Fremont Live anymore. It's now Drunken Gamers Radio.
Ooh.
Because they decided to change their name on their third birthday.
Hmm. That's great.
I still recommend their podcast. But, like, every so often they have a live show and they have so many visual cues because they actually they're streaming live video. Then when the audio version comes out, like what's happening? If you don't see the live version, it makes no fucking sense.
Visual cues on radio for the win. That's all I gotta say.
Okay, hockey teams. Since we're Canadian, we have to talk about Canadian things.
Let's talk about not hockey teams.
Maple syrup for the win.
Yes, maple syrup. We love maple syrup.
How about
Mounties are... How's it been, eh?
Bacon-flavored vodka.
How was it, anyways?
It was not something I was going
you
to try.
You had bacon-flavored vodka.
Yeah, it was in Maxim. You take a jar, you put, like, pickles in or something, you fill it with vodka, and you put 3 strips of cooked bacon in. Leave it for 3 weeks in a dark area, and
you
then...
did this.
Yes.
You strain everything. We strained it. It was in this jar. It smelled like fish or something. It was really gross. And my one friend there tried it.
Usually when it smells like fish, you stay away from it.
He dips his finger and he tastes it, and he says, nah, it's really nasty. It tastes like ass, he said. And then we get my other friend, he wasn't there when we poured the drink, so I poured him a little shooter and I put some maple syrup on the bottom or whatever. So he's giving me like bacon, maple syrup, you know, the whole kind of...
Like the Canadian breakfast vodka.
So I'm like, you know, here's your shooter, try this. And he goes and he tastes it, and he's like, oh, what's that? Is that? And like I said, I put maple syrup, and he's like... He said it was fine except for the maple syrup. That was the that was the problem.
The best part of the vodka was the bacon part.
Because, like, we're fat ass then.
Yeah, the maple syrup was the problem, apparently.
It's like Wisconsin's, like, retard central United States. We're retard central Canada. Alberta is.
We're retard central.
We're not counting government bodies.
There's always Ottawa. Nova Scotia's bad. Nova Scotia's really bad.
Newfies. No, like, Nova Scotia pretty much lives here. So it kind of, like, lowers the IQ further.
How about Saskatchewan?
Newfies. Damn Newfies. Damn Newfies.
What do you got to explain about Saskatchewan? There's nothing there.
It's too
people
flat.
People are moving back to Saskatchewan now.
Well, that's because...
There's uranium.
Houses are cheap.
Houses are cheap. Uranium's there. Houses and there's actually about to have an oil boom.
Yeah, they're going to have an oil boom.
Oh, it's funny. I found a graph. Like, the world's... U.S. is, like, the world's largest importer of oil. Sorry, this was the largest supplier to the U.S.
Gaming podcast with...
Why are we talking about, like, economics?
Economy. We're doing economics and gaming. This is our new podcast.
This is the land show.
A land show.
Wow, this is going to be heavily edited, isn't it?
Oh, shit. How much battery life do I have left? Oh, I have 27%. Probably grab all the power cable. You two keep shooting this shit while I grab my power cable.
Shooting the shit.
Tacos.
Burritos.
Quesadillas?
Mexi fries?
You know, I was just about to say tater tots.
Tater tots, yeah!
It's the same thing,
but... Still good. I think it's still good. Nachos?
Chipotle something?
Why did you just say chipotle sauce?
I don't know.
Because he's your brother. He's retarded.
Apparently I'm retarded. I don't know why.
That's really funny. Because everyone understand why.
Because I'm retarded, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know why. So he doesn't know.
Where am I?
He doesn't understand.
Was he in the laws class at all?
Oh, not as well, man.
Was I?
Yeah.
No, but he was.
You were?
Okay, I was.
Oh, the truth comes out.
I was only in it, like, in grade 7 because I didn't do my fucking work.
Well, in grade 9, you were in that one class.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were.
I was in the extra help class because, once again, I didn't do any of my work.
Yeah, and, like, the grade...
Yeah, you need extra help, alright.
Yeah. I don't mind taking it, either.
You don't, like, mind taking it?
Sorry. By taking, you mean...
You know what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
So who is Mr. X that you're so fond of, then?
His name's Chuck.
Norris?
Chuck Norris? Yeah. Oh, Chuck Norris jokes, yeah.
whole new bucket of jokes now.
You know, you should have a whole section that's just dedicated, like, Chuck Norris joke of the week or something.
You know what? That's almost, like, a good idea.
That would be...
Yeah, I think that's, like, his best
idea. You know Chuck Norris punched a giraffe once? I told this wrong already. I wonder if I am drunk.
I think if we're since we're born in Alberta, they'd be like alcohol naturally flowing through our veins.
Yeah, exactly. It was fed to us intravenously while we were infants.
Plus, we have like an internal organ that produces
maybe
alcohol.
That would explain your brain damage.
Yeah, I got the cleaner alcohol.
Actually, I'd rather blame that on my soft spot and my lack of ability to wear a helmet. Stairs are scary.
You should almost wear a helmet while driving.
Wow. I should wear a helmet while walking.
I just want to say now that you really, really should stick to a organized plan of what to talk about.
That's what me and Mitch usually do.
Because otherwise, this is what
you're listening pretty much, to pretty much copying
is WoW
this.
Radio.
This what just listeners to the Land Show, we didn't intentionally try to rip off the Smodcast.
Me and him didn't know what it was. We just wanted to make fun of Aaron for an hour and a half. Or however long this goes.
How long has this been?
How long are we in it?
An hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, an hour and 10 minutes of making fun of Aaron. Wow.
It's only been an hour and 10 minutes.
It just seems longer.
How long are you podcasts usually?
Like an hour or 10 minutes usually, but we can make it as long as you want.
I think 2 hours is a great amount.
Well, you probably could get 2 hours in.
Yeah, that actually.
It's too bad there's nothing to talk about other than...
I'll be cutting out all the dead airspace. It'll probably end up being like an hour and a half long.
But... Yeah, all the dead air. And stuff about Batman.
Don't leave out the part with tacos. That's
tacos
conversation.
We need tacos and burritos to fill dead air. That's staying.
I should like, just copy and paste that to all parts of Evo.
Every time there's dead air, tacos, burritos.
I can make a huge long note at the beginning of the episode. Hi...
This is the disclaimer, this episode's gonna suck.
No, this is a disclaimer that if there are children that listen to the podcast and there's like when we only have mild vulgarity, don't let them listen now.
This is pretty offensive.
It has been confirmed by National Resources that this episode of the Land Show does actually kill brain cells.
Anytime you talk, kill brain cells.
I hate you.
Come on, it was funny.
Fine. On the Team from Forums, I keep referencing this damn site and podcast, but this Torgo, one of the great members of the site, says I insult the English language every time I press a keyboard. Touch a keyboard.
Do you?
You know how I touch a keyboard, don't you?
Ooh. Once again, good touch or bad touch.
You know how my laptop's you want to know how my laptop's white?
Does your laptop have natural shag?
It's a little sticky.
I don't know it.
Notice how I didn't touch the thing yet.
Hey, Russell, you want to touch it?
No, I'm okay. I have enough STDs for a lifetime.
I'm saving myself a trip to the free clinic. Thank you.
God, you guys are enjoying this, aren't you?
Does this count as dead air?
Yes, it does, actually.
Yeah. Guys.
We love dead air.
Let's talk about something.
Something.
What's something?
Do you want to talk about music?
Music.
Let's talk about Metro Station.
How they suck.
Do you know who Metro Station is?
Isn't that like the movie channel on...
No. It's a band called Metro Station. Oh. They sing the song Shake It.
Never heard of it.
Oh, well.
Good, but, you're lucky.
So, we were just sitting around watching music videos one day, and Metro Station came on, and apparently they have their song. The chorus is Shake It. He says Shake It 30 times in each chorus, and the chorus comes up about 4 times. And he says it a couple other times in between. So he says about 120 times the word Shake It during the course of this entire song.
It's
so
like a 3-minute song.
It's completely unoriginal. Kind of like all the other music that's in.
Let's talk about my recent music purchase of Freeze Pop. 2 Freeze Pop albums.
Yes, I've seen there's a lot of Freeze Pop on your podcast. And yeah. I just think it's just because of Guitar Hero.
Probably.
I've never owned a copy of Guitar Hero or Rock Band or anything.
What?
I'm waiting for Rock Band.
Oh, you've never owned a copy, but you played it.
I played it, yeah.
How can you not own a copy of Rock Band?
Because I don't have money all the time.
What are you spending on? Macintoshes that cost more money than they
should? iPods?
No shit.
The new iPhone?
Ooh.
From an import shop.
Does she listen to the show?
No.
Good, because she was going to be insulted at the start.
I might cut that part out.
I would suggest upon it.
So
because it takes me about like 4 hours.
You've never
to
owned a
we're not nice people. Game.
No.
Make sure you tell her that.
Are you gonna buy lips? Maybe.
Hell no.
Oh, what you bought DDR? What's up with that?
DDR is fun. I only have one.
Guitar Hero is fun too, but you never bought that.
But it's lips.
Is he part of the special squad now?
Team special for the win.
Still remembers that.
Well, of course. Who doesn't remember that? I'm amazing.
God, I miss working with you, man.
Everyone.
Well, I think you should be everything that does not involve
gaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It
smart
is,
thinking.
It is the won't happen show. Though, because this shit's smart.
Did you get those drop-ins yet?
What?
Drop-ins.
No, I've actually found a crap load of them on my computer.
Well, there
from
you go.
Default.
Well, you should.
I used a few of them in the last episode.
I don't remember any of them. I remember like
they
one.
Weren't very loud. They were like scratching noises and stuff.
Yeah.
Like how I
you know, scratching this, I can make those.
No, you know how you can burn out like a disc from on.
Yeah.
I did that every time I derailed a conversation.
That's good.
That makes sense to you.
Well, was that button broken that you put it on after you're done?
Fuck you. I used it like 3 times.
3 times.
I know I did derail.
Did you mean like 300?
That should have been.
So. Is that it?
The few guys want it to be.
Yeah, you're going to have a lot of editing. If we give you any more, it's going to be bad.
I think this should become a regular segment.
Don't forget the Chuck Norris segment. That's important.
I think maybe I should like come over to you guys' house weekly and just like record like even a 20-minute segment.
We should do Chuck Norris.
Why Chuck Norris is God. 101.
Okay, well, can't you like record over Skype, though?
Yeah.
Like,
well, no, yeah.
Everybody, or do you have to record it separate or something?
We record every single, record each voice separately, and we just send in all the voices and just sync them all up.
Can't you just record them all at the same time?
Well, like, I don't have the kind of money for that kind of software. The cheapest one I found was $100.
That's pretty gay.
Well, Chuck Norris says God because he has a third fist instead of a chin.
I've heard that one.
That's from Family Guy. That's
behind his beard.
Yeah.
There's another fist.
Chuck Norris doesn't have a chin. Behind his beard, there's only another fist.
It's really dumb, but it's funny. They were talking about Z99, and the one chick there didn't understand it. She just thought they were stupid. But they're funny. Jesus. They're so stupid, they're funny. That's why they're funny.
Chuck Norris punched a horse once.
Was there anything left of the horse?
No, they made a giraffe.
There we go.
There's no such thing as global warming. Chuck Norris just got cold. He turned up the sun.
Any other Chuck Norris jokes?
I don't remember any offhand right now.
Go to the Barron's chat. You'll hear a Chuck Norris jokes. Seriously? Like tomorrow or something? Go download Warcraft. And play it.
He won't play.
Just try it.
I already promised him I'd try it once.
Just do it.
Should we finish this thing up then?
Okay, sure.
So we've been recording the entire Chuck Norris segment.
Chuck Norris for the win.
It's a good segment.
Chuck Norris is God. I would vote for Chuck Norris to be president of the universe.
The universe.
I'm not gonna get into this.
Or at least Canada.
If Chuck Norris ran for president, he would win. Hands down. An internet following alone could elect him for president.
Yeah, people like move, bro.
People would go in droves to elect Chuck Norris to the presidential office.
People would move to the States just so they could elect
him. I know, I would too.
I'd move with you, just like elect to move out. Chuck Norris wins by
landslide.
99.9% victory.
You would get so many people to vote for Chuck Norris just based on that alone. And just,
like, on the stage when he's, like Bush is bowing out gracefully, and Chuck Norris just beats the crap out of him. It's like,
oh my god, the elusive third fist!
He just uses the third fist and knocks Bush down once. Need more people to beat. So takes out Obama. Takes out McCain.
You can't beat up Obama.
Chuck Norris can beat the hell out of anyone.
No, not Obama. That's just racist.
The fact, Chuck Norris didn't do that. Chuck Norris's tears cure cancer. Too bad he never cries. Oh, I love Chuck Norris jokes.
Chuck Norris is awesome.
Okay.
Now we should finish it up.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Our derailed Chuck Norris segment.
Chuck Norris.
Visual cues for the win.
Visual cues you can never see for the win.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you can't see him. Because did you know Russell looks like a pink elephant?
That's one ugly elephant.
That is one ugly ass elephant. He's wearing the Oilers hat, which is unacceptable.
What's your favorite hockey team?
I don't really choose sides, but I have to go with Calgary. Oh shit. I'm in an Oilers house, aren't I?
Pretty much.
Oh hell.
Whoa.
Will I be able to get out alive?
Who? Well, I don't even want to get into it,
honestly. Yeah, we're not going into this. We've already vetoed it.
Hockey's never coming up again on the show.
Yeah, we're good.
Because it is the land show. I'm talking about economics stuff.
And we're talking about hockey now.
But I'm saying, talk about economics and stuff. I can't believe you have pink headphones. Oh. The amount of gayness is just overwhelming.
Only true men can wear pink.
I know! Why are you wearing them?
Didn't we do this joke like 3 minutes ago?
like an hour and a half ago?
It's still not dead. And what is this, your BlackBerry or something?
My iPod Touch.
This is?
Oh, that's my Sony Ericsson K50i. Why is this even here in your house? Like, you like see like the least what the candidates use is kind of weight.
It doesn't work, that's why we're the least likely candidates.
I see. Oh, wow, I see. And you can see the cluster pocket cabling.
Hey, like that, did you?
Yeah.
It's working. It's doing good.
It's working. It's doing good. I can see it's physically busted.
Probably it's not busted. It's just not put together.
It looks like someone busted it.
Yeah, maybe it looks like that. But it's not put together. That's what it is. Yeah.
Anyway,
okay. This was the land show. Clusterfuck edition.
Clusterfuck edition, yes.
I just can't put that as a title because I know I'd probably get banned off iTunes. And that's kind of like a main resource for subscriptions. But, yeah, this is pretty much what this was. Pretty much the Clusterfuck team special edition of the land
team
show.
Team special edition for the win.
Yeah. Three of us make up a part of team special. There's the other members, but...
Thank God they're not on it. Bad.
No, like how many jokes it would come out?
Veto. I veto the conversation. Done.
I wasn't being serious.
Done.
Okay, don't kill me, Riddler.
I am Riddler, yes. I am the Riddler.
Okay, what was the full name? Gaylord?
I can't remember.
It's like, Lord Montblanc did...
Lord Montblanc to blow me.
That's it. Ricardo Montblanc to blow me. That's just
Yep.
It's like Rick once tricked me into believing that's what
he asked me, "What's your real name?" I'm like, "Ricardo Montblanc to blow me," and he looks at me. He's like, "Really?"
I honestly
no, you tard.
You actually went along with it for 10 minutes until I figured like all that dick.
Sorry.
That was funny.
You're dumbass. I'm sorry. It just had to happen.
I think I'm going to get like a major amount of comments on this episode that I agree with you.
Pretty much.
Okay, we've been recording this segment for like 10 minutes. Let's finally end, kill this
let's
show.
Let's kill the show.
Make sure that they go on Dig and dig the show.
Dig the show.
And email the
put
show.
It up on Dig, goddammit, or we slap ya.
Okay, I'll put it on Dig as soon as this episode's done.
Okay.
And make sure they email.
Email the goddamn show.
Yeah, we need emails because we only had one email, which is sent by Russell, this guy right here.
I can't email this week.
Why?
Because I don't have internet. Maybe I'll go over to Fred's house and give you an email.
Okay. Okay, this is the LAN show! Clusterfuck Edition, Team Special Edition. I'm Aaron.
This Rick.
Is... Russell.
You can see why we're not very smart.
I might as well just go take a drink now.
Okay, yeah, email us at thelandshow@gmail.com. That's thelandshow@gmail.com. Visit us at landshow.podomatic.com. And if you stop listening after this episode, I understand completely. We'll be right back.